Chapter 1. The Nightmare. Alexander Cold awakened at dawn, startled by a nightmare. He had been dreaming that an enormous black bird had crashed against the window with a clatter of shattered glass, flown into the house, and carried off his mother. In the dream, he watched helplessly as the gigantic vulture clasped Lisa Cole's clothing in its yellow claws, flew out the same broken window, and disappeared into a sky heavy with dark clouds. What had awakened him was the noise from the storm, wind lashing the trees, rain on the rooftop, and thunder. He turned on the light with the sensation of being adrift in a boat and pushed closer to the bulk of the large dog sleeping beside him. He pictured the roaring Pacific Ocean a few blocks from his house, spilling in furious waves against the cliffs. He lay listening to the storm and thinking about the black bird and about his mother, waiting for the pounding in his chest to die down. He was still tangled in the images of his bad dream. Alexander looked at the clock. 6:30, time to get up. Outside, it was beginning to get light. He decided that this was going to be a terrible day, one of those days when it's best to stay in bed because everything is going to turn out bad. There had been a lot of days like that since his mother got sick. Sometimes the air in the house felt heavy, like being at the bottom of the sea. On those days, the only relief was to escape, to run along the beach with Pancho until he was out of breath. But it had been raining and raining for more than a week, a real deluge, and on top of that, Pancho had been bitten by a deer and didn't want to move. Alex was convinced that he had the dumbest dog in history, the only 80-pound Labrador ever bitten by a deer. In the 4 years of his life, Pancho had been attacked by raccoons, the neighbor's cat, and now a deer, not counting the times he'd been sprayed by the skunks and they'd had to bathe him in tomato juice to get rid of the smell. Alex got out of bed without disturbing Pancho and got dressed, shivering. The heat came on at 6, but it hadn't yet warmed his room, the one at the end of the hall. At breakfast, Alex was not in the mood to applaud his father's efforts at making pancakes. John Cold was not exactly a good cook. The only thing he knew how to do was pancakes, and they always turned out like rubber tire tortillas. His children didn't want to hurt his feelings, so they pretended to eat them, but any time he wasn't looking, they spit them out into the garbage pail. They had tried in vain to train Pancho to eat them. The dog was stupid, but not that stupid. "When's Mama going to get better?" Nicole asked, trying to spear a rubbery pancake with her fork. "Shut up, Nicole," Alex replied, tired of hearing his younger sister ask the same question several times a week. "Mama's going to die," Andrea added. "Liar, she's not going to die," shrieked Nicole. "You two are just kids. You don't know what you're talking about," Alex exclaimed. "Here, girls, quiet now. Mama's going to get better," John interrupted, without much conviction. Alex was angry with his father, his sisters, Pancho, life in general, even with his mother for getting sick. He rushed out of the kitchen ready to leave without breakfast, but he tripped over the dog in the hallway and sprawled flat. "Get out of my way, you stupid dog," he yelled, and Pancho, delighted, gave him a loud, slobbery kiss that left Alex's glasses spattered with saliva. Yes, it was definitely one of those really bad days. Minutes later, his father discovered he had a flat tire on the van, and Alex had to help change it. They lost precious minutes, and the three children were late getting to class. In the haste of leaving, Alex forgot his math homework. That did nothing to help his relationship with his teacher, whom Alex considered to be a pathetic little worm whose goal was to make his life miserable. As the last straw, he had also left his flute, and that afternoon he had orchestra practice. He was the soloist and couldn't miss the rehearsal. The flute was the reason Alex had to leave during lunch to go back to the house. The storm had blown over, but the sea was still rough, and he couldn't take the short way along the beach road because the waves were crashing over the lip of the cliff and flooding the street. He took the long way, running, because he had only 40 minutes. For the last few weeks, ever since his mother got sick, a woman had come to clean, but that morning she'd called to say that because of the storm she wouldn't be there. It didn't matter.